Ann Zenk is a Wisconsin Hospital Association vice president and a former administrator at Ministry Healthcare in Rhinelander. So why is there an IV shortage?
One of the main manufacturers of IV fluids is in Puerto Rico. Even before the hurricane hit, because you can always tell kind of when a hurricane's on the way, the manufacturer tried to get as much existing supply out of Puerto Rico to the states to preserve it. But hospitals and pharmacists knew that there would be a shortage on the way.
A survey found hospitals are rationing IV solution to minimize their impact on their organizations. Almost half of those hospitals say their conservation efforts are having a significant impact on staffing, scheduling, or other operational issues. A few organizations reported they have come close to rescheduling procedures or sending patients to other facilities because they were so low on IV solution. Zenk gives an example of how this has changed procedures.
But now when the shortage has been of such long duration, now nurses are having to remain by the patient's bedside and provide that medication slowly by pushing through an IV syringe into the patient's IV.
WHA is urging Wisconsin's members of Congress to sign on to a letter initiated by the American Hospital Association that urges the FDA to address the crisis. The FDA recently announced it has taken steps to attempt to remedy this crisis by allowing the importation of saline products from other countries. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.